It has been about, I want to say, 7 or so months since I first come to Japan. And in that time, I think my Japanese skill has improved by a lot. I won't say I'm anywhere near fluent, but it has definitely improved by a lot. My reading comprehension has improved by a lot. Again, nowhere near fluent, but definitely improving. I've picked up a part-time job with the Miki International Association. It's only twice a month where I teach adults English, but they already speak English very well, so it's more like a conversational gathering just to keep the skills sharp. Aside from that, working as an ALT has been so far so good. I love both of my schools. The children are great. The staff is great. Everyone's so nice to me. Aside from that, I will say that not being able to work in August was a bit of a hindrance financially. That's a month that you don't get paid, so does sting a bit. My advice, as much money as you can bring to Japan, bring it, because you will definitely need it. After the summer break is over, you're like behind on bills by a month, and that just, it stacks, and it becomes a headache. But aside from that, things are going very well. I wake up every day happy that I'm in Japan. I wouldn't say that I'm in a honeymoon phase, that people like to call it. I didn't have really high expectations when I came here because I just knew to not have expectations. A lot of people will have high expectations and then be disappointed because they overhyped themselves. I knew that coming here, I didn't have a lot of money, I didn't have a lot of Japanese ability, and I didn't have any marketable skills. But all the same, I'm still much happier in Japan than I was in the States. I do like living in the countryside far more than I think I would in the city. Don't get me wrong, I like going to Kobe, I like going to Sanomiya, I like going to Osaka. I like the big city. I do like the crowdedness and busyness, just not all the time. In terms of like day-to-day living, I much prefer the countryside. It's slower, less crowded, it's quieter, it's more spacious. If I'm feeling social, I want to go to a party, a club, or anything like that, then, you know, I'm not too far from the next biggest city, like an hour away from Kobe and 2 hours away from Osaka by train. If I drive there, it's less time, but, you know, I think the train's actually, the train might not be cheaper, but it's definitely more enjoyable in some sense because I can just kind of relax and just be transported there versus driving myself. But aside from all of that, I will just say that I do definitely look forward to continuing my life here in Japan, continuing my life here in Miki City. Trying to think to myself, where do I see myself, you know, this time next year? I think I'll still be with the company I'm with now, Borderlink. I already knew that I would stay with them for at least 2 years, maybe three, just depending on how things go. But I'm taking things slowly. I'm not rushing to try to find like a higher paying job. I'm not rushing to try to find like a different area to stay in. Right now, I'm content with my life and just slowly working my way to a better version of myself. Ideally, one that speaks conversational, business-level Japanese. But yeah, I think that's all for now. Not too many updates.